Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're at the Rathskeller on campus of the University of Miami. Hurricanes defeated Clemson. We had two of the guys that helped pull out that victory. Colby Young, who caught that touchdown pass, is to my right. Xavier Restrepo, who is among the leaders in the ACC, is to Don Bailey's left. And so we're all here having a good time. Colby, congratulations on the touchdown and a couple of other big catches in the game as well. That was a heck of a win, wasn't it?
Thank you. Appreciate it. It was a great team effort, great team battle. And, you know, we're really glad we came out top and excited for the next game.
I said you were in hand-to-hand combat with Nate Wiggins. That seemed to be all night long.
Absolutely. He's an amazing corner, very long physical guy. And he's a dog right there. Yeah. It was great to be able to go against him and compete with him and come out on top.
Xavier, you've off to a great start. It's the knock wood, but it's great to have you healthy. I mean, you've got career numbers, and we're just half done with the season. How does it feel to be healthy and getting in such a groove and being successful?
For sure. I mean, it was all part of the plan, you know. God sat me down last year. That's what I believe. I'm a big believer in Christ, and, you know, last year just wasn't my time, and obviously everything's paying off now. So I'm just super thankful to be healthy and, you know, just back on my feet.
Hey, you had the freshman quarterback the other night. Colby, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about Emery. Early in the game, everything was a little bit short, but then in the third and fourth quarter, man, he unloaded.
Absolutely. Emery's a very positive guy. He never got down on himself, and he always kept us up as a team together. He's a very future, very good leader that's going to be a very dominant quarterback in the future.
X-Man, what'd you think?
No, for sure. Emery definitely has one-of-a-kind arm, one-of-a-kind, you know, mindset. He's a very special kid, and he's a great person off the field as well. And that's going to, you know, prevail once he, you know, becomes that starting quarterback. And, I mean, he's at the U for a reason, you know. He's a great athlete. And, again, just an amazing person. So that's definitely going to carry over the years.
Colby, what did this win mean to this football team? I mean, I was happened to be in the meeting on this morning, and Coach went over everything. But what did it mean to the guys? And that's for both of you guys. What did it mean to you, this win?
I really meant just to prove myself. You know, last week's game wasn't really the strongest game I've had. And just to prove that I belong here and that I can compete with anybody.
How about you, Xavier? What did the win mean to this program or in so far this season?
It was definitely a great kickstart. You know, things weren't going the way we wanted them to go. You know, these past two games, we, you know, just finally caught a spark and, you know, showed us, like, who we really are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had a lot of penalties and a lot of turnovers, you know. So we looked at it as if we don't kill ourselves, like, there's not many teams – if none, you know, that could beat us, you know. We have a mindset that's like we're the only team that could beat us, you know. So, you know, going into the game, holding onto the ball security and stuff like that was definitely a big, you know, emphasis. So, I mean, yeah, it was definitely a great win, great, you know, fire starter or whatever you want to call it.
that's fine.
You know, to get the rest of the season loading.
I mentioned this to Coach Cristobal earlier today. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. Tyler did not play. He's going to go this week. But he was very supportive of Emery, right? And at the end of the game, he's hugging Emery and high-fiving him. And what does that mean to have your starting quarterback be so supportive? And you know, he obviously wanted to be out there, but now he's in a different role, showing that he's happy for someone else's success and the team's success. How important was that to see that from Tyler Van Dyke?
It's really important, you know, and because Tyler's an amazing quarterback, and to see him pass off his success and talents at Emory, and seeing how Emory is following in Tyler's footsteps, it is a great sign for next year's team and the teams to follow after that. So I'm super happy for Emory and Tyler to be excited, and that QB room is as close as possible as it can be.
Xavier, give us your thoughts on Coach Dawson as the offensive coordinator, and then you can jump in, both of you, on Coach Beard. But let's start with Coach Dawson.
Coach Dawson is definitely one of those player coaches. Just love playing for him just because he presents so much opportunities to the table, and he understands, like, you know, players, you know, want to do a lot for the team, especially guys, you know, in the receiver room. They want to help out the team as much as possible. So he doesn't really look at it as like a selfish thing. He looks at it as like they want to help this team win, you know. So it's great playing for a coach like that. Always, you know, keeps you positive. And if you are looking down or something like that, he'll be sure to make sure, like, you know, you get back in the game or whatever.
He's intense too now.
Oh, for sure, for sure. He definitely he's not one of those, like, super feisty coaches, but when he needs to, you know, step up and say something, he's definitely going to speak his mind.
How about Coach Beard?
Coach KB is an amazing guy. You know, he can be goofy, but at times he can be very serious. You really don't find a lot of receiver coaches who's active with his receivers. You know, if he's going to teach us something, he's going to show us how to do it himself. And he's not just taking anything out of a regular playbook. This is a guy that lived. He won a national championship here. He's played amazing football, and it's an honor to be in his presence.
Take us through the other day. You have the touchdown, and you have a tough one down the middle that slips through. Then you make three other great catches, one on a third down. We're written in heavy traffic, and then another one down the right sideline where you kind of use the field as a trampoline. Take us through your mindset of the highs, the lows, and the highs.
Yeah, Just staying neutral right there. You know, the game's not over. We still have a whole lot of football left to play. You know, just making plays for a quarterback. I know when that one down the sideline when the DB broke it up, that I just knew if I were to come down with that play, maybe Emery would feel 10 times more confident. And so I had to make it up for him. And him being able to – Coach Dawson and Emery being able to trust me again just kept building the team confidence, kept giving me more confidence to keep going out there and balling.
The importance of the run game for the receiver room. You guys have got to love that as much as anybody when there's success running the football, right, Xavier?
For sure, for sure. It definitely opens up the back end when we start, you know, pounding the ball and stuff like that.
Yeah. Those guys ran hard, man. Chaney, A.J. Allen, they ran hard, right?
Yeah, I love the improvement from Don Chaney. You know, I haven't really got to see him play fully healthy. So when he's out there fully healthy, he's one of the best backs in college football.
I mean, we've been kind of waiting for that, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
You played high school ball down here. He was Dade County Player of the Year twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's definitely a great prospect coming out of high school. Even his freshman year playing for Miami, you know, he scored a couple times his freshman year. Great kid again, another great guy that deserves everything that's coming his way.
You got Virginia coming up this week. You just started preparation for it, but what's the challenge there? They've got a pretty experienced secondary.
Absolutely. They're a very sound team. You know, they're good at their scheme. They're going to do what they got to do and perfect it. And we just have to be – they're going to make us beat ourselves. And if we are on our game, I feel like it's going to be a great show up.
Xavier, what is your thoughts about University of Virginia?
For sure. Definitely a talented team. You know, they play really good football, you know. They're great athletes, but, again, at the utmost important, they play good football. You know, they're going to force you to, you know, drop balls or miss throw here or block on the perimeter like that, you know. So it's definitely going to be back to basics week. All the fundamentals are definitely going to be important. And, I mean, we just have to, whatever ball comes our way, catch it and get upfield as fast as we can.
This win probably did it galvanize your team a little bit? Because it required everybody to contribute, right? Your catches, Xavier, you had a couple of big catches. Reuben Bain, you know, he's doing his thing, knocking the ball free. Kitchens has an interception. It kind of Borgalis had a couple of field goals. It required everybody, right?
Absolutely. And that defense, you know, causing three turnovers in a game and offense responding and feeding off them. Just a big shout-out to our amazing defense that we have, and especially our offensive line, too. Those guys are dominating the line of scrimmage, 211 yards on the ground. You just really – it's hard to lose with a performance like that. So
yeah.
With guys like that to back us up, receivers, we just have to step up and make plays at that point.
Colby, what would you tell, and the same question is going to be for you, Xavier, what would you tell a recruit on why they should come to the University of Miami?
I mean, if you're offensive-wise, you know, we have one of the most explosive offenses in the country right now. We have great quarterbacks. You've just seen a top-five quarterback performance from Emery Williams. So if you're not excited to see what a quarterback can really turn out to be next year, then I don't know where you want to be. And then defensive-wise, you know, you have great leaders. A safety, Cam Kitchens, on our team with a banner on top of our indoor facility. And if you don't want to see how he's his work ethic, his experience, and what he's passing on to the guys younger, then it's another don't know where you want to be at.
And you being a South Florida guy, Xavier, sell the U. What would you tell everybody about coming here?
For sure. I mean, there's so many opportunities in this offense, you know. I mean, there's 3-4 guys with 6-plus catches every single game, you know, as a receiver standpoint. Running the ball-wise, we just ran the ball dominantly. Not even, like, good, like, dominantly versus the number one defense in the ACC. I mean, our defense held them to 0.8 yards a carry, you know. So there's just so much opportunity playing for the U, versus all the other, you know, great teams out there. I mean, if you're a South Florida kid, I know you grew up listening to your parents, your uncles, your aunts talking about, you know, the great U back in the day. I mean, I'm not going to say we're back because I'll never, you know, go back in time, but, like, we're here now, you know. So we need all the help that we can get. It's a great culture, great thing to be a part of.
And a great university as well, isn't it?
For sure. I mean, look at this, you know.
That's right. All you got to do is look at it.
Right.
Colby's from upstate New York. I mean, this is this is truly paradise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Doesn't get weather like this down.
Yeah, you got a nice T-shirt on, walking around the lake. What could be better?
Absolutely.
Right? All right. Last thing, you mentioned Cam Kitchens and the banner hanging up, but James Williams is back there. You guys got to go against those dudes all the time, every day. I would think that makes you a better receiver, right?
Absolutely. It makes us 10 times better. You know, these are NFL players, future NFL players that we're going against, and you have that mentality that, hey, if I'm going to go against this guy, I'm going to get 10 times better. And say it was them, like, they know we're going to make them as best as they can be. So those are amazing guys. Love those guys to death, and I wish them the best for the rest of the year.
All right.
For sure. It's the same exact thing. Like, me and Cam have conversations all the time, you know, in fall camp. We both told each other, I was like, I'm never going to go against a safety like you ever again for the rest of this year. And he said the same thing about me. He's like, I'm never going to guard a guy like you for the rest of the year, you know. So it's just that iron on iron type of deal that just, you know, just makes us so much better as players.
Well, we all have to put Clemson behind us, right?
Yes, sir.
We got to move forward on to Virginia.
Absolutely.
And they beat Carolina, so got to take care of that and then get into November. And November can be kind of wild.
Yes, sir.
Right? All right, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. You did a great job.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Colby Young, Xavier Restrepo joining us right here on the Hurricane Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.